Lesson 7. Through the Desert. The people of Israel, after crossing the desert, continued their journey with great expectation. The dream was the promised land of Canaan. The Lord was guiding them and protecting them every step of the way. The Lord went in front of them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them along the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, so that they might travel by day and by night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. From the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verses 21 to 22. The water of Marah. After crossing the sea, even though they walked for 3 days through the Shur desert, they couldn't find water anywhere. At last, they found water at a place called Marah, but it was too bitter to drink. People began to murmur against Moses. He called upon the Lord, asking, "What shall we drink?" He cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became sweet. From the book of Exodus, chapter 24 and 25. Manna and quails. The people of Israel reached the desert of Sin. In the unbearable heat, they were exhausted by hunger and thirst. They forgot God and murmured against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." From the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 3. God saw the hardships of the Israelites. He gave them plenty to eat in the morning and the evening. In the morning, they caught something like frosty wafers. All were surprised to see this strange thing on the ground and asked one another, "Manha, manha," meaning in their language, "What is it?" That is how the bread from heaven became to be called manna. They collected plenty of it and ate their fill. It was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. From the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 31. It was their food for 40 years till they reached the land of Canaan. In the evenings, they could catch plenty of quails and they enjoyed their tasty meat. Once, during their long journey, the Israelites suffered from lack of water to drink. God asked Moses to strike the rock of Horeb with his staff. When he did so, a spring sprouted forth from the rock and the people could drink as much as they wanted. Thus, God looked after the people of Israel by giving them plenty to eat and drink. This made them happy. The Covenant of Sinai. When the people of Israel, walking through the desert, reached the base of Mount Sinai and camped there, God called Moses from the mountain and said, "You go and tell the people of Israel, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples." Moses called the elders of the people and explained to them all that the Lord had told him. The people said in one voice, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." From the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 8. Then God established the covenant with them, and as a symbol of the covenant, he gave them the commandments. The Serpent of the Desert. The people of Israel continued their journey through the desert. During this journey, they again became impatient and spoke against God and Moses, saying, "Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food." From the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verse 5. They had clearly forgotten the numerous blessings that God had showered upon them. So, God decided to punish them. he spent poisonous serpents among them. Many Israelites died of snake bite. Realizing their fault, the people approached Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole. And whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. From the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 7 to 9. The tent of meeting. God continued his plan of salvation through the people of Israel. During the journey in the wilderness, Moses used to pitch his tent outside, far off from the camp. Moses called it the tent of meeting God, and Moses used to talk in this tent. We find a beautiful description of this in the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verses 7 to 11. Whenever Moses went to the tent, the people used to stand in front of their respective tents and watch till he entered the tent. When Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. When the people saw the pillar of cloud at the tent, they would prostrate themselves in front of their own tents. Thus, the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend. After this, Moses would return to the camp. From the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verses 8 to 11. The Lord with the people. Moses, who was ordained to lead Israel, wished to know the ways of God. Once Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, "Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways so that I may know you and find favor in your sight." From the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 13. The Lord replied to Moses, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." From the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verses 14. Thus, the Lord fulfilled Moses' wish. A cloud appeared above the tent erected by Moses. It stayed over the tent in the form of a cloud by day and in the form of fire by night. They considered this as the presence of the Lord. When the cloud lifted from the above the tent, they started on their journey. Wherever the cloud stopped, they would stop and pitch the tents of the camp. They did so as commanded by the Lord. God's guidance. In the Old Testament, we find several persons who were guided by God in a special way, such as the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moses, the leader of the people of Israel, was also guided by God all along his way. As a people, it was Israel that had the privilege of being directly guided by God. God set a goal to his own people, whom he had brought out of Egypt. The goal was the distant land of Canaan, often mentioned as the promised land. The journey to this land was not an easy one. It was tiresome and full of hurdles, but as long as it was the Lord who gives guidance, there was nothing to fear. As long as the journey was in the company of the Lord, people had nothing to worry about. This is the lesson that we learn from the long and torturous journey of the Israelites through the wilderness. The Pilgrim Church. The people of Israel who got liberated from Egypt were a pilgrim community that traveled through the wilderness with the land of Canaan as their goal. Similarly, the people of the New Testament, the church, is also a pilgrim community. God has called the members of the church for a journey through this world, having first liberated them from the bonds of sin. Even as Moses led the Israelites those days, the church leads the believers today. The goal of the church is to lead the faithful, the pilgrim people, to the kingdom of heaven. The journey through this world with heaven as goal is not so simple or easy to make. There would arise several problems and hurdles. On all such occasions, God will be there to help. For He is faithful in His promises and merciful in His deeds. God, who was with the Israelites as a cloud over the tent, is today with us, intervening and helping in our life situations. He sees us, knows our deeds, and leads and directs us. All we have to do is to recognize His voice and walk through the ways that He shows us. Then we shall be able to reach our goal, the kingdom of heaven. The ways of God are different from our ways. Even in the midst of hardships, He leads us to salvation. When we face dangers, He will protect us, for He is faithful. The history of Moses gives us the message that the Lord who called, strengthened and guided Moses will strengthen and guide us also. Let us pray. O God, who guided the Israelites through the wilderness, lead us also in our journey towards the heavenly home. Read the Word of God and narrate. Narrate the event of Moses and bronze serpent from the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 1 to 9. Word of God for our guidance. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. From the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 14. My decision. Like the Israelites who followed the way shown by God, I will also follow the way shown by God. Let us do. Write the first two sentences from the Song of Moses. From the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verses 1 to 2.